More of Heaven, Less of Self, February 28. These are they which came out of great tribulation, and have washed their robes, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. I wish that I could carry your minds to the future glory, and could impress upon each the great sacrifice that had to be made to redeem the human race. It rests with you whether you will enjoy this glory. To each one God has given talents, and if we neglect to cultivate them, we shall fail and lose eternal life. Everything has been done for us that could be done to elevate us, and if we fail on our part, then the sacrifice has been in vain so far as we are concerned. Shall we be weighed in the balances and found wanting? Or shall we be with the white-robed throng? This will depend upon our course of action. If we are in the workshop of God, He will beautify us and polish us, and we shall be fitted for the heavenly mansions. Oh, the matchless charms of our loving Savior! There is nothing in earthly treasures, it is enough to look to Calvary. I want everyone to accept the salvation offered. All have something to do, and if they come off victors, they will cry, "Worthy, worthy is the Lamb that was slain for us." Will you have eternal life? If so, you must turn away from the pleasures of the world. The wickedness in this age is as great as it was in the days of Noah. But one man was found that walked with God even in that crooked and perverse generation. Enoch kept his mind stayed upon God, and God did not leave him but finally took him from this sinful world. This man was a representative of those who will be translated to heaven when Christ comes to gather his people. Are we ready for the appearing of Christ? Are we constantly seeking God for strength to stand against the wiles of the enemy? Have we washed our robes and made them clean in the blood of the Lamb? God is in earnest with us and claims all the power of our being. We need the great physician to heal us. We need more of heaven and less of self. We must be partakers of the divine nature. Oh, what love has been manifested for us! The divine Son of God left the throne of heaven and gave his life for us, and for our sakes became poor. He clothed his divinity with humanity. Now in return, are you willing to deny self and follow your Savior? Oh, do not trifle away the few moments left you by seeking worldly honor and thus lose the precious boon of everlasting life.